Topic number 16, young people and their world. Adolescence is a stage of development between childhood and adulthood, when a person is biologically adult. Their physical or psychological development is almost complete, but emotionally they are not fully mature. A term youth includes teenagers from the age of 13 till the age of 19, but also young adults from 20 till 30. The age at which a person has full legal rights differs from culture to culture. In each country there are different age limits for driving a car, getting married or buying cigarettes. During puberty, most children go through dramatic physical changes, which often begin between the ages of 9 and 13. Girls usually go through this stage earlier than boys. As puberty progresses, levels of sex hormones rise. This causes the changes in the secondary sex characteristics. Boys grow more facial hair, greater muscle mass and a deeper voice. Girls' breast enlarges and their hips widen. Their sex organs change and they are able to reproduce. Young people, in general, do not trust the authorities and tend to risk more. At this age they are under pressure, because they usually start and complete their secondary education, and have to decide about their future career. Characteristic features of young people. 1. Appearance. Young people like to dress nicely. They like to wear brand name clothing, like Adidas, Puma or Canvalo. They like being fit and attractive. Girls want to be slim, and boys want to look fit and have strong muscles. That's why boys often go to the fitness center and girls are often on diets because they want to lose weight. Young people like nice hairstyles. They dye their hair and use a lot of cosmetics, like for example, makeup, gel, face creams and so on. Some of them also like to have piercing and tattoos. 2. Character. Young people like to be independent and respected. They know what they want from life, and they like freedom. They don't like criticism and they don't like to be told what to do. They have their dreams and plans for future. They like their friends and they like spending time with them. So love and friendship is very important to them. On the other hand, some young people are nowadays very cheeky, rude and impolite, and they don't care about other people. Sometimes they are lazy, so they don't help other people. Young people are goal-oriented and ambitious. They have open mind. A few of them are geeks. They often fight with unrequited love. And when they are in relationship with somebody, they are sometimes jilted slash dumped. Youngsters usually struggle with rejection. 3. Lifestyle. They want their life to be interesting and exciting. They like to live fast. In the developed world, young people are usually well-educated, experienced and self-confident. They know their goals and try to reach them. They are often hard-working, and they have many opportunities to study or work abroad. They often travel to foreign countries to learn a foreign language, earn money and gain experiences. But sometimes it's difficult for them to find a job, because they don't have enough work experiences when they finish school, and because there are few job opportunities in Slovakia. They can't afford to buy their own flat or start a family. Many young people today start their own families later in life than their parents did. They want to work on their career first, and get married later. Young families are different nowadays. In modern families they share domestic chores, husbands help at home more, or sometimes stay on a maternity leave, if his wife earns more money. 4. Interests and leisure time. They like to go out with friends. They go to pubs, cinema, discos, music festivals and so on. They like modern inventions that make our lives easier. They can't imagine life without the mobile phone or the computer. They're used to internet banking, shopping online and using the internet to find information. They spend a lot of time playing computer games or listening to music. Young girls like to buy new clothes and makeup. Most young people like sports. They like to go skiing, swimming, running and so on. Advantages and disadvantages of being young. Being young has many advantages. You have all your life ahead of you. You can make plans and decide what you want to do in the future. If you want to, you can travel abroad, find a job or study. You don't have to think about your children because you don't have any. You have your freedom. Being young can also have some disadvantages. For example, it's more difficult to find a job because you don't have enough experience. If you study and go to school, you don't have your own money. You are dependent on your parents and family. You can't buy your own flat, house or what you want, because you don't have money. Older people don't understand you. They have different opinions. Problems that young people face. Young people can face these problems: 1. Alcohol and drugs. Sometimes young people become addicted to alcohol and drugs. They are curious and they want to try it, and later they can't stop. Alcohol and drugs have ruined many young lives. 2. Smoking. 3. Teenage pregnancy. Sexual activities often lead to teenage pregnancy. Not only can it have a negative effect on a girl's body, but it often ends her education. Teenagers are also not emotionally mature enough or financially able to bring up children. 4. Generation problems. These are the problems between older people and young people. Young people think that older people don't understand them, they don't like the music that young people listen, the way they dress, their hairstyles, the slang which young people use. Young people consider older people very old-fashioned. Older people despise the young generation, because they are different. They think that young people are bad, much worse than themselves when they were at the same age. 5. Problems with parents. Young people feel that parents don't treat them as equals. They treat them as little children, and young people don't like that. Parents sometimes don't have time to spend with their children, to talk to them and so on. 6. Young people don't have enough experience. It is difficult for them to find a good job and to earn money. Relationships among adults and youngsters. 1. To peers. The friendship is one of the most important values in the lives of young people. Friends are used to getting together. They have same or similar attitudes and views. They share their opinions, experiences and feelings between each other, they help each other. 2. To parents. Many of young people, especially teenagers, have some conflicts with their parents. Young people often criticize their parents' conservative lifestyle. They claim that parents don't give them enough freedom. They don't like when their parents criticize their friends, clothes or hairstyle. They think parents underestimate them, and they also complain that they don't have enough pocket money, or that they are not allowed to come home later. There is a generation gap between youngsters and adults. Generation gap is a broad difference between generations in opinions, styles, ideas and experiences. Generation gap throughout history. 1. 1920s. During what was known as the Roaring Twenties, a large generation gap occurred. The older generation fought in the war and found it inappropriate that the younger were out at dance halls and listening to jazz music. 2. 1950s. The age of baby boomers, in which veterans from World War II had children after a long period of war. Why they were called boomers was because in the 1940s and 1950s, medicine and treatment for certain illnesses and diseases were starting to come into use, making the population explode. Also, the end of World War II allowed soldiers to return home and start a family. But they also launched the large protests of the 1960s and were detested by earlier generations. Some of them are called beats or hipsters. 3. 1960s. Although some generational differences have existed throughout history, during this era differences between the two generations grew significantly in comparison to previous times, particularly with respect to such matters as musical tastes, fashion, drug use, culture and politics. The huge baby boomer generation of their parents gave them unprecedented power, influence, and willingness to rebel against societal norms. 4. MTV generation. It could also be considered a generation gap between generation in the late 70s and generation in the early 90s. Culturally, one of the primary differences that creates the gap between these two generations is the reduction of mass/recycled/popular culture, with the advancement of more specialized media during the later half of the 1980s. Contemporary youngsters are frequently referred to as the YouTube generation. Going steady/dating somebody. A date refers to an activity two people share together with the intention of getting to know each other better on a potentially romantic level. This differs greatly from hooking up, which usually describes a casual get-together between two people that may or may not be sexual in nature. Two people who are dating, therefore, have shared several dates together and have made it clear to one another they are interested in more than just a friendship. Even if so far the exchanges have been purely friendly in nature. Dating is, essentially, getting to know someone over an extended period of time to determine if a relationship is something worth pursuing. Marriage. Marriage is the process by which two people who love each other make their relationship public, official, and permanent. It is the joining of two people in a bond that putatively lasts until death, but in practice is increasingly cut short by divorce. Of course, over the course of a relationship that can last as many as 7 or 8 decades, a lot happens. Personalities change, bodies age, and romantic love waxes and wanes. And no marriage is free of conflict. What enables a couple to endure is how they handle that conflict.